Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. My grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grilling Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grilling Guys show. That's it.
Yeah, you are listening to Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Bob and I are back from deer camp. Had a great time. Bob busted a nice 7-point. Would have been an 8. Going to get a little horn augmentation. Had a broken brow tine. And me, I just sat in camp, cooked an 8, and had a little bit of fun. But it's good to be back.
Now tell me the truth.
Okay.
Would you like to go out and shoot one?
Yeah, I would. But you got to get off the couch. Right? I mean, okay. I'll be honest. I'm comfortable there. You know,
well, we have a few days left.
Right. Right. We could go out today, tomorrow. And I think that big buck contest ends tomorrow at Allen Bob's that Bikiti and Bentley were hosting. But that's down there at Allen Bob's. Get your buck in. And there's some great prizes, I know, down there. Give us a call, would you, on the grilling line, the Old World Olive Press grilling line at 1-800-785-1073. Tell us your hunting stories. What did you make? What'd you shoot? Or what'd you eat that was awesome at deer camp, man? I want to know. I really want to know.
Did you go out for Wednesday night?
What? Which Wednesday night? Just a couple days
night
ago?
Night before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Yep, absolutely. I did do that.
Yeah, we did too, and we had a DD take us home because we met our kids are all home, and we met our daughters and stuff, and all their friends and parents. And it's a great night to go out when all your friends are home. And we stayed out till midnight. And, you know, after more than two, we will not drive. It's a hard rule. We actually walked home once because we couldn't find a DD, and that wasn't good.
Well, it's a smart thing to do.
The high heels were killing my feet, though.
Yeah, but you look good.
Well, we came home Wednesday night about 12:30, and we had a driver. And we came up our driveway, and there is a massive buck in the middle of the driveway. And we pulled right up to him, and he's standing there looking at us. It's like
deer in headlights.
Dude, you got the rut going yet. He's still thick. And just a youngster, but the mass was amazing. Just, I know the lineage. I've seen his grandpa or something around. Beautiful structure, just a perfect deer. And he trotted up the hill.
Time to move
right
the tree
on my
stand.
Property.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm moving a stand today.
Yep.
And I'm going to go see if I can't find him.
Yeah, there's a lot going on out there in Michigan right now, and the least of which is the high school football that is going on, and it's almost done.
Oh, yeah.
But we had some great games last night, and we got some more today. But, you know, got a big props out there for Grand Rapids South Christian because they took home a state title last night, and our hometown boys, so we're proud of you, man.
Yeah, and I watched Big Red and Brother Rice go at it. What a game.
Yeah.
What a game.
Didn't Big Red lose their quarterback sometime during the week due to an injury?
Yes.
Groin pull or something?
No, he got injured during the game.
Oh, it was during the game. Yep. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't watch the game. I thought it was before.
They have a good backup quarterback. He's almost when I watched him play Lowell, I thought he was really almost a little better than their starting quarterback. At least that night he was.
Yeah.
So they were in good shape there, and they were running the ball like champs. I thought it was kind of funny. I find myself, rooting for Big Red when I'm usually rooting against them. But it's a great team. Watched them for years, and we go back and forth.
Parental
with them.
Talent, right?
Yeah, we'll go back and forth with them, and we played them in the playoffs. And I sat in the stands with their parents, and we had great time with all the Big Red folks up there. So, congrats for making it to the state finals.
Remember a couple years ago we went down there when Lowell was in the finals, and we did that tailgate outside, and we had to bribe the gate attendant to even be able to fire up the grill. That was fun. They're like, you can't have any fire in this parking lot. We're outside. What do you mean? We're tailgating before the game.
Oh, you mean at Ford Field.
Yeah, exactly.
I ran all those shish kebabs up. She just got happy quick.
Yeah, right. She was. She went from ornery to happy with just a couple little shish kebabs. That's what grilling can do for you, man.
It can.
that was a lot of fun. But got some big college games, Brian, today going on. Let's break those down a little bit.
Yes, we do. It's the rivalry. Michigan-Ohio State at noon. Ohio State's obviously undefeated, but they're not ranked because they're not eligible for any postseason activity this year due to their sanctions. But it's still a big rivalry game, regardless of, you know, Michigan's not eligible to try and get in the Big Ten championship game this year because Nebraska won yesterday, so they clinched the Legends division. They will play Wisconsin next week in Indianapolis. So Michigan's still got a lot to play for. You know, if they win, they might climb up high enough. You know, I think it's top 16, qualifies for a BCS bowl bid. It's not guaranteed.
Yeah, I think they're ranked 19 right now.
Right.
So, yeah, they've got a chance.
They beat Ohio State in the top 16. You know, Michigan's always an attractive name. You know, the big BCS bowls, just like last year, the Sugar Bowl invited them to come along and, you know, put on a good game and eventually won that in overtime. So we'll see. We'll see. Ohio State's a tough opponent. Like I said, they're undefeated. So,
and they're playing in the horseshoe, aren't they?
That's right.
Yeah.
They're on the road, so that'll be a tough task. And then you got, how about those Fighting Irish?
Unbelievable.
Wow.
I mean, they're carrying a spectacular record into this game. That one's got national championship implications on it.
And they started off a little sketchy. I mean,
that's right.
Everybody was saying, oh, they're going to struggle again. This is Kelly's last year.
Right.
Doesn't look like it.
No. No, I think he's there for a while, yeah.
One win away, all they have to beat is the Trojans of Southern California. You don't know what USC is going to bring. They've been in turmoil all year with their head coach and all that good stuff. So, you know, I actually like Brian Kelly a lot.
I do, too.
I'm a Michigan fan that respects Notre Dame because of Brian Kelly, what he's done from Grand Valley to Cincinnati, now to Notre Dame. He's climbed the ranks. He was at Central before Cincinnati.
Yep.
So he's earned his dues, and he's climbed all the way up to the top, and he's one win away from trying to reach his ultimate goals.
Every team he's coached, they miss him right now.
Yes.
He
won a couple Division II titles with Grand Valley, got Central back on the map. Cincinnati got him to a BCS bowl game, and now Notre Dame, like I said, he's one win away, and he can taste it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my Spartans, you know, they're struggling a little bit this year. If we could get some catches made by the receivers, the games would turn out different. But they've got a must-win situation over at Minnesota this week
in order
just to be bowl eligible. So we're hoping that they can pull that off because they need to go to some bowl. I mean, that's what a Big Ten school should be doing.
It's kind of amazing. I picked them to win the Big Ten this year.
Yeah, exactly.
They had the defense. But apparently their quarterback and offense, like you said, their receivers just don't want to play.
They don't have the quarterback.
No consistency.
They don't have the quarterback.
Quite a surprise. Like I said, I thought they were going to do something this year, but obviously not.
Yeah.
It's very disappointing to see.
Yep.
So lots of tailgating going on out there today. Whether you're at the game or in your backyard, good reason to get out and fire up that grill. It's going to be a balmy 40 today, but I think that the smoker's good. The grilling's good. Get a little microbrew and put on an extra jacket, man. It's awesome.
Let me talk about a little Oh Yeah jerky.
Oh Yeah, okay. That's right.
Okay, this is a real easy one. It's salt, and I always use sea salt because it's a better cure. Cracked pepper, cayenne, onion powder, cloves of garlic, okay, as many as you like. You can't hurt it. 2 tablespoons of A1 sauce, and that's how much I had left in the fridge last night. And 3 tablespoons of Worcestershire and a little paprika. And I have like 6 batches of jerky brining right now, marinating. And when we get home, when you drop me off, it's time to start smoking jerky.
Yeah, that's going to be good. I can't wait to give that a try. I'm going to stick around.
I might be a mouse watering.
I might be a fixture in your driveway for an hour while we do that. But
I think I have beer.
Yeah. Anyway, coming up next, speaking of beer, we got Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewery. He's going to be live from the Deer Shack, and we're going to talk to him, see if he's seen any deer today, and he's going to break down the Knicks Grilling Club meeting on December 4th at Schmoe's Brewery. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Something to do with you. I really don't mind. I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.